devil's advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show out on the road, Hawks Bar and Grill, State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. It is glorious. Come down. We're doing live broadcast for the next couple hours. Then we're going to hang out and partay like we do it. Hope to see you down here.
Dom, where allergies meet a Reuben, is Crudy sneezing sour girl.
I don't know if that's allergies, man. I think you're just inhaling it a little too hard.
Could be. We got the proprietor of this fine establishment. Oh, come on, man. You can't sit here. That's where my Reuben's sitting. Let's get him a headset. We're not quite ready for you, Jim. Let's get our pal.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's radio. You got to roll with it.
As one guy moves on to cannolis, another guy eats his sandwich, and the proprietor of Hawk's finest neighborhood bar, at least in my opinion, Hawk. Hey. Sullivan, how you doing, Hawk?
I had to like sit here and look at these gorgeous looking cannolis the whole time. I'm not going to be able to concentrate.
Oh, thanks, man.
I can't concentrate.
I've been working out. I'm glad you noticed.
Look at you now with your nice shirt on. Oh, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah. Like that. It's a Jade Monkey shirt. Drink local, baby.
Me and Dom have matching arm tattoos. How cool is that?
Yeah, you're looking sharp, man. Good to see you again.
Never mind.
We coordinated.
I don't even want to go there.
He had his
first.
I was like, hey, I call up Dom. What do you have on your arms again? I want to get it matching. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Summer Love 2.0, Boosted Boogaloo.
We don't have any strange people walking along yet.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I used to hang out here long enough on State Street.
We just had Brian on the radio.
I will say, if Brian was just randomly walking on State Street, you might be like, what's that guy doing?
Most of the stranger danger is inside
inside the tent right now.
Yeah. The call's coming from inside the house, Hawk.
You know, I remember as a kid, actually, my mom and I would come down here, and we would try to, like, guess what people did for a living when they walked by. And, like, you know, okay, hey, how about them? That guy's retired, maybe. They're downtown. They're like, oh, this is nice down here.
Retired, maybe that guy's like in his mid-50s. I don't know, like that guy's in.
He's like in the middle of the day. He's walking along. I figure.
Don't you people have jobs?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Maybe he went into the office early. You wouldn't know anything about that, but maybe he went in early today and got a little something accomplished.
Let me tell you something, man.
So he could walk his girl down State Street tonight.
People think that, like, well, I guess there are some bar owners who hang out and just drink all day and night. I am absolutely not that bar owner. Like, I am only here at Hawks during the day, like 9 to 5, and then because I have a 9 and 7 year old, I tend to be at home with them as much as possible. And so and I do an enormous amount of paperwork. People think that it's so much paperwork. Oh my god.
Well, you think you're the only guy that ever did any freaking paperwork?
No, Hawk. I believe you do a ton of paperwork too.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Put up your hand, Sock.
Working class. Hey, look right there. Come on.
I don't want to touch that callus. I'm not sure how you got that one.
Right hand there.
No, I like to joke, man. I also would like to think I work hard, but I'm not digging ditches, man. I'm not a working man in the same way that maybe my father's generation went to a factory or punched a clock or worked in labor. I feel fortunate because, you know, I'm not really that good at anything.
I think that
think hard and talk on the radio or get a real job.
I just talked to my friend who owns a construction company, and I do a lot of construction projects myself because I like to do them. But I have to do a better job of picking which construction projects I do because there are some that I'm like, I should not have done this. I saved $400. It took me a week, you know? Like, I'm getting paid $400
a week. You got 9 new power tools in the garage.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to kind of judge. So what everybody should do is judge what they do for a living or what they do well.
Right.
And then say, you know, if I work 2 or 3 hours at that, I can pay this person to do that. It'll get done correctly, and it won't take a week of my time. And people don't do that enough. Like, they don't judge their own time and their worth. And they need to do that more often, like, especially when you own your own business, right? Because, like, how do you grow your business and stuff? And
we should be out working for our businesses, not
building my retaining wall at home, which is what I was doing for the last 2 weeks.
Why didn't you do business local, Hawk? Why didn't you find another small business owner and have him do your retaining wall?
I actually do that a lot. I bit off a little more than I could chew with that one. But anyway.
You know, Hawk, last year, one of our good friends, Hasshole, Bought a bunch of gift certificates from
yes,
you.
Yes, a lot.
And I know that he did so not just to support us, but also to support you.
Yes.
As someone that would put your ad dollars with Devil Radio. Hawk, how important is it as a small business owner to kind of live your politics, to live your conscience through your advertising choices?
So I think it's important that if you're a progressive business owner, and, you know, if you want to give the campaigns, that's great. You know, just give money, you know. I find it in my personal life that I'm able to advertise, get out of advertising with you guys. So I get customers out of that. And then it's like a circle of life, right? So then I get money from, the customers. And then, the ad that we made, or actually that I think Brian and Luke made when we said, you know, suck down drinks, you know, so we don't have to suck. It's kind of true, you know. Like, if you spend your money at a progressive business owner's business, that money hopefully funnels back into progressive things, right? Like, whether the person goes home and they donate to a progressive candidate, or they go shop at a progressive place themselves, hopefully that's how the money circulates. I feel very morally correct advertising with Devil's Radio. Like, I feel like, A, it's a good thing to do politically. I feel good about it personally. And it helps me, hopefully, make some money. If you come down and drink.
And eat. The Reubens are excellent.
Yes.
All the fine fare here at Hawks, 425 State Street. Do I have that right, Hawk?
Yes.
And all the beautiful people are here.
It is beautiful out here. People, this is the time of the watch.
Looking at the Capitol, past the Orpheum, right here at Hawks, 400 block State Street. The fine proprietor, our good friend Hawk. Man, really appreciate your support notes and having us down for another little summer rager here at Hawks.
Shing ding. Wait till you guys come on back later. Watch Dom and Crude.
Oh, the real show goes
I won't tell anybody.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates live from Hawks Bar and Grill. It's patio season. Former U.S. Attorney James Santel, he brought the cannolis. He joins us on air next. And want me every day. I want to rock.